All my property, I want to go to you. And after you die, I don't want your children to keep it, but I want it to go to somebody else. What happened was like this. The Yorad Rishon Amacher. The first one, when he was alive, he went and sold it. The Ochal Hasheni. And the second one, he went ahead and ate the Paris. So what's the halacha here? It says halacha, V'yorad Rishon Amacher V'yochal. The first one went and sold it, and that person ate it. So the question is, does the first one have a right to sell it or not? So it says, Hasheni Moitzimana Lakuchas. No, the first one has no right to sell it. Mashma clearly, the first one only has a kinyan aperis. He does not have the kinyan aguf. That's like this last brisa here. And therefore, the first one has no right to sell it. Therefore, if he sells it, the second one, after the first one dies, the second one has a right to take away the peris from the first one, or from the one he sold it to. Is Hasheni Moitzimana Lakuchas. Divrei Rebbe, because Rebbe Yod, even by Achrecha, there's only a Kenyan Paris here. However, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel lo imano, ein l'sheni elamash shai rishon. No, when the first one sold it, he had a Kenyan aguf, he had a right to sell it. Whatever he sold was sold. It's only after the first one dies, whatever's left over then it goes to the second one. But before that, not. Skit you see it's a machlekes tanoim here, even in the case of Achrecha, do we say it's so strong it's a Kenyan aguf? Or no, it only remains like a kinyan haperis. Now the Gemara says, Ruminu, I have a question. It says, Nechos halacho. The father says, I want to give my property away to this person. V'yachrecha, but after that person dies, l'ploini. I want it to go to somebody else. So it says here, Yorad Rishon. Let's say the first guy went down. Umoicher, and he sold it to somebody. V'yachol, and the person ate it. Divrei Rebbe, that the person he sold it to has the right to eat it. So here's just the opposite. Here, Rebbe is the one that says that the mechir is good. And Rav Shimon ben Gamliel loimer, ein l'rishon elo achilas peres bovad. Here it says just the opposite. That the first one only had a right to achilas peres, means the kinyan peres. He had no right to sell it. So for the Gemara, kasha the Rebbe ad the Rebbe, chur tzastira Rebbe and Rebbe, or the Rav Shimon ben Gamliel ad the Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. There's also a stira in Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Rav Gamliel. So they say just the opposite. So why is it like this? I'll tell you like this. The Rebbe and the Rebbe Lakash. Remember, there's no Stephen Rebbe and Rebbe. Ho la gufa, ho la peri. One case it said clearly, I'm giving you the guf. And one place it said clearly, I'm only giving you the peris. It depends what we're talking about. Whether it was la gufa or whether it was for the peris. Shpam learns, ho la gufa, ho kamaisa the kama Rebbe, hasheni moitzi. When does Rebbe say the second one takes it away? Hanamilecha the machara guf. When the first one sold the guf of the property. Then he has no right to sell, because the first one only owns the Paris. So therefore, that sale means nothing. But in the case where the first one sold the Paris only, that he has a right to sell. Again, the first one, according to Rebbe, only has the Kenyan Paris. So it depends what you go to sell now. If you only sell the Kenyan Paris, what you own, that's called a good sale. Then it's the guy that bought it has the right to eat the Paris. But if you went ahead and said, I'm selling you the goof for the kaka, that you have no right to sell. Because you yourself don't own the goof of the karka. So there the mechira means nothing, and the person has no right to use it. So therefore there's no steering Rebbe. Hold the goof or the peri. Now the Rebbe really holds it's only a kinyan, a peri the first one has, and he can't sell more than the peri. Now what about Rav Shimon ben Gamliel? Tamar says Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, or Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Lakash also has no steering. Hold the chatchila or the yevit. One is talking about the chatchila, you should not sell it. Hold the yevit that if he sold it, Rashbam like this. The first one should not sell it. The first one should act as if he only has the peris here. In order that when he dies, it should still go to the second one. But the first one goes ahead and sells it. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel holds that kinyan peris is kinyan aguf to me, and therefore if he sold it, it's called a good sale. It's only l'chatchilu though that he holds the first one should not sell it. All right, turn over. So what's Amar Abaye? Abaye says like this: a zayu rasha orim, who's called a rasha orim, means a real big rasha, undressed, is zeha masi eitza. If somebody gives somebody else advice, bad advice, limchor b'nechosim kevshim megamliel, he gives somebody advice to sell the property. Like in a case where you only have the Kenyan Paris, the right to use it now, and you sell it to somebody else, like a Shimon ben Gamliel, because the person that buys it can't really keep it. That's called giving bad advice. Rashtra and the Zer Rosh Orim, Gorim Lavra Divri Anoisin, that you're causing to go against the Noisin's wish. Orim Rashi says, the Hanu Maisa means really what you did, it happened. Vrehu Chayta, still you call the Chayta, because it's going against the Rotsin. The Rotsin of the Noisin was it should go to you, and after you it should go to somebody else. And what you're doing now is you're telling it that it's not going to go to somebody else. That's called the Rosh Orim. Om Rabbi Yechon, Yechon says, Halacha ker Shimon Megamliel. He holds no, that Halacha tak like Rabbi Shimon Megamliel. If the first one sold it, what he sold it is good, the person has the right to use it. Umoide, but he also agrees, Shem Nosna v'matona v'matna shchimera v'yosta klum. That if the first one gives it away, not that he sells it, but he gives it away, but teros v'matna shchimera, that means nothing. My time, what's the reason why not? If the first one's a shchimera, why can't he give it away as a present? What's the difference? You're telling me now, sell it, he could sell it. But to give it away for present, that he can't. What should be the difference? Om Rabbayo, matna shchimera lekon velo liyachamisa. Because the matna shchimera only helps liyachamisa. If so, ukva kodmu achrecho. Here, liyachamisa is nothing doing. Because I said the property should belong to you only until the person dies. But as soon as he dies, right away I want the property to go to somebody else. And the matna shchimera only helps after the person dies. Here, after the person dies, it already goes to somebody else. So therefore, he can't give it away, but there is a matna shchimera. It's like two things come together, it doesn't help the matna shchimera. So Mari asked, "Mi yom Rabbi Abai Hochi, is it true that Abai really say like this? We learned like this. Matna shchimera mi'ema saikona. If a shchimera, a person that's about to die, gives away a present, when does that kingdom take place? Abai yom Rabbi says, im gemar misa. Not after he dies, but mamish when he dies. When the person dies, that's when the kinyan takes place. If so, so the first one should be able to give it away with a matna shchimera, because the second one only gets it after he dies. Achrecha means after he dies, then the second one gets it. But if the first one gave it away with a matna shchimera im gemar misa, that comes first. So according to Abai, you should be able to give it away with a matna shchimera, because shchimera is im gemar misa. Rabam, Rabba says no, liyacha gemar misa. Rabba Taka says that a matna shchimera only works after the person is completely dead, that's when the kinyan takes place. So, Chor Takasha and Abaya, Gemara says true, but I'll tell you, Hoda be Abaya mehi, Abaya retracted from the death halacha, and he also agrees to Rabba, that matna shchimera is first chal liyacha misa, since it's only liyacha misa, therefore achrecha takes place first, and you, the first one can't give it away for the matna shchimera. Gemara says, how do you notice? How do you know he retracted from the second thing? Maybe Adarabba. Maybe Abaye retracted that the first one could give it away with the present of a matna shchimera. Tamara says, no, don't think like that. It's now we learn like this. If somebody says, this should be you get if he dies. This should be you get also if he dies from this sickness. Husband gives his wife again and says, this should be you get. In all this case, he said nothing. But in all this case, what he means to say is the get should be chal after he dies. After he dies, he can't give a get anymore. And Omer Rab Zeir, Omer Rab Yechon, Lachal Gev Shemeng Amlio. Afilu hoye ben avodim, vayitzin lecheris. Yeah. I know this is different. So I call upon Omer Sed Lassad Etnan. So you see clearly, you say, Zeh Gitcha im Neisi, you do not mean to say, im Gemar Moisai, but you mean to say, it means liyacha misa. So you see clearly, Abai Atak, that is a mission like that. When you say im misa, what you mean to say is liyacha moisai. Therefore, matna shchimra is also that way. So what you meant to say is the kinyan's first chal liyacha moisai after he dies. And here, since after he dies is a pasha of achrecho, it goes over with the second one. Therefore, Abayi was chosen to say no. If he says the matono does not work, it's only because he also agrees that matna shchimra only works liyacha moisai. And if liyacha moisai, he can't give it away to somebody else. It's already given away to the second one because of the words achrecha from before. All right, stop here. Here, Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin, and three quarters down. Was like this: Oma Reb Zero, Oma Reb Yechonim, Halacha Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. We pass from like Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. In other words, when somebody says, I want my property to go to Reuven, and after Reuven dies, then it should go to somebody else.
So he passed him, when the first one has it, he has the right to do whatever he wants with it. Like if he sells it, it's called a good sale. And the second one only gets it what's left over from the first one.
We hold like a Shimon ben Gamliel, that the first one has the right to sell it, it's called a good sale. And I said a chiddush, you should know, the afilu hoye ben avodim, even in a case where what was left over to the first one was slaves, even though it was avodim, still he has the right, the first one, to do what he wants with them. For hoitziyon acheris, and the first one freed them, the mice says called a cheris, because when the first one has it, he has like a kinyan aguf in it, he has the right to do what he wants with it. But the mar shita, of course, if Shimon Gamliel holds, the first one calls the man, he has it, he has a kinyan aguf in it. So Mar says, no, ma tam, I would have thought to say that motzi omalei, we could say to him that isura layevina l'cho, I did not give it to you for a right to do an issa with it. The ma'isa, to free an eved is an issa. And Eved Kenani, the Pasuk says, lo'olam b'hem tavoidu, he's supposed to always work with them, he's not supposed to free them. Say that you went to free this Eved Kenani, you did an issa. So maybe I never gave it to you for a right to do an issa with it. Kamash v'lon, that's the Chiddush, know that when I gave it to the first one, he could do whatever he wants with it. And Amar Rabbi Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, again, halacha gashimah ben Gamliel, we pasuk like gashimah ben Gamliel, that the first one could do what he wants with this field. The afilu osan tachrich lemeit, even what he did with it, with the chles, whatever property he gave the first one, he made tachrich, he made clothing for the mate from it. He could do that also. Samar says again, shit, of course, why not? He has the right to do what he wants. Samar says yes, there's a chiddush here. Now the time I would have thought to say, Lishavinui suri hano lo yihivna l'cho, to make it also b'ano that I never gave it to you. Like if you make clothing for a mace, you make tachricha for the mace, halacha is, it becomes also b'ano. So maybe to make it also b'ano, I never gave it to you, kamash malon, no, still the first one has a right to do that. Kamash malon. Now, Dorosh Rav Nachman bar Rav Chisda, esrog ze nosan l'cho b'matono. Let's say somebody owns an esrog. And he says, listen, I'm giving you this esrog for a present. V'yachrecha l'pleini. And after you die, then it should go to somebody else. So halacha is, not l'rishon v'yotzu boy. Let's say the first one uses it on Sukkot for the mitzvah. So the Chura, I wanted to say, l'chura, bonu l'machleikis, Rabbi, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. This should be told in the machleikis, if the first one, according to Rabbi, he only has a kinyan aperis. He only has the right to use it, but he doesn't really own it. So he would not be yotzu the mitzvah's esrog. The mitzvah says, the Pasuk says, l'chachtem lochem, it has to belong to you. Here, the first one, since he has to give it away to the second one, he does not really own it. But according to Rashi ben Gamliel, the first one, the kinyan peres, is the kinyan aguftami, he really owns it. So that's what he wanted to say, we're telling this machlokes. Mar says, no, maskul of Rav Nachman by Yitzchok. I'll tell him like this. At tanot until now, leitligi Rabbi Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, hosom, elodema, sova, kinyan peres, kinyan aguftami. Shimon ben Gamliel holds the first one that has the right to use it. It's kinyan aguftami, so he could do whatever he wants with it. Umas sov Rebbe holds no kinyan peiris. That's the first one only has the right to use it. Is lav kinyan aguftami. It's not called like the guf. He does not own the guf of the property. That's the machlekas over there by property. Elohocha, but over here, where somebody gave you an esrig, the churi.